And comparing how well you can do something, you'd say he can do it better than...
Oh, he can do it better than I can.
Okay. And if a person had been to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west, then New Mexico is as what west has it ever been?
It's far.
Far. Okay, and when some people have come to visit you and they're fixing to leave, what would you say besides just goodbye? Maybe not at your house showing you. Standing at the door.
Well, I always ask my guests to come back if I want them, I want them back. And if they're live a way off, why, you know how people do. It's always goodbye and come back again. We're so glad you came and all of that.
Okay, all right.
Now, we had some relatives one time say, well, you just come to see us.
And where were they from?
I can't remember whether they were from Missouri or Arkansas, one or the other.
What would you say to the Ewans? Would you say...
You.
Okay, would you ever say y'all?
Well, I guess we do say that. We say that a lot. Yeah. It's something that you say that you don't realize you're saying.
Yeah. I like it better than Ewans anyway, or you guys.
I don't like that. That comes from California. I heard... We visited out there and I heard that till I got sick of it. It's everything's guys. Women, men... Children and all, it's guys.
I know, makes me sick too. I keep wanting to say I'm not a guy. Mm-hmm. Never have been. I don't mind being a y'all, but...
Well, I don't know why... y'all, I don't know that I ever say y'all. Mostly I say you. Oh. Maybe not that pronounced, but y'all.
Yeah.
Not y'all.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do say it that way.
Oh, I do. I run it together. I just say y'all. It's one word, Y-A-L-L, you know?
Well, I don't see that it hurts anything.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I figure. You say if no one will look out for them, then they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if nobody else will do it for him, you'd say he'd better do it.
Better do it himself.
Okay. And what do you call that stuff that you toast for toast, to have toast in the morning? It comes in loaves and... What do you call that stuff?
Bread.
Okay. What kinds of bread is there anyway?
Oh, there's two. Well, I guess I was thinking about brands of this a light bread and biscuit and cornbread. That's all I know.
Okay.
And I'm a cornbread eater.
Oh, I am too. I love cornbread. How do you fix cornbread when you fix it?
Oh, I have two or three different ways.
Yeah.
We make what I call corny dogs. Now, they don't have hot dogs in them. I don't mean that.
Yeah. How do you do?
I mix. You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I do. Believe it or not, it's a question.
I measure my meal, maybe a cup full, two cups, whatever I'm going to fix, and a pinch of salt, and have some a real boiling water and pour that in your meal and stir it till it's gooey and will hold together real well. I have a skillet of oil, grease, lard or whatever you want to use. Just real hot. And I take a teaspoon and dip it in water and whiten off a little piece and put it in that grease and cook it till it's real golden brown. Oh, I just love it. It's hard, but it's good. That's the way I cook. And
is there a name for it now fixed that way?
I just call them corn dogs now. What it is,
okay.
It's water bread.
Oh, okay.
Water bread.
Yeah.
And then the way I cook cornbread most of the time is with cornmeal and buttermilk, soda, little baking powder, and sometimes an egg.